Hello, folks. It's approaching midday on the 17th of April. I may make this my April Boom Challenge, depending on how interesting or not it turns out to be. I just thought I'd do a little boo, because obviously Kate and I bring Frankie up here and put her on the stand in the bedroom. And I bought my stand over the other day because I've got one. It's different to Kate's, but I recently bought one. So we've got Frankie up here on her normal stand, and we've also got Smokey up here. And the little canaries in here as well. So we've got we've got three birds in here. And Smokey's made a couple of little noises, so I started a boo just in case it got sort of vocally interesting between the two greys. But Smokey grinding his beak. Whether they're going to do anything now, I don't know. What do you think, Smokels? Or are you more interested in the fact that there's food on that stand? I think that's a yes, isn't it? Really?
That's
me
calling.
Yeah. Kendra's chatting away down there. On fine form. Oh, that's a little canary as well. Pardon, Frankles? You were going to say the same thing then, weren't you?
Yeah.
What?
Frankles, where's your dog? Where's your dog?
All right.
All right. Your dog's all right, is it? Good.
Where's your dog? Whoa, whoa. Where's your dog? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, no, no. I'm not performing for you.
Yeah.
I'll do it in the end time, thanks.
I know, they're very... That was Smokels. What do you reckon to that stand, Smokels?
Oh.
Oh.
We're all right.
You're not on it. How can you make a judgment?
Yeah, quite.
It's probably all right because it's got food on.
I did give her a little bit of food, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I did.
Oh, she's...
She's got some, actually.
Yeah, you can unscrew those things.
Oh, right.
So. I suppose one way around it, of course, is to put water in a bottle and put it in there. Sip it in there like that. It saves from getting spilt.
Yeah.
But, yeah. There's tiny bowls, guys. I don't know whether it's stone, is it? It feels like stone.
It does,
stone,
doesn't it? Yeah, it does, actually.
It's a container, and there's two little parts, but it's very small.
Yeah.
It's almost like a treat thing, really.
Hmm. Whereas on my stand, there's two proper stainless steel cups. Two proper feeders.
Yeah.
They've both got advantages to them, I suppose.
Yes.
The advantage of yours is that it looks more natural, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's got the wood, the natural, like...
Java wood.
Java wood, yeah. Whereas yours is a bit more... Yours is probably easier to clean, actually, and easier to get around and carry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad, actually. They work both well. Sorry, I'll stop that again. They both work well in here.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah, they do.
Smokey's stuffing his face.
I know.
Oh, well, he can't be feeling that uncomfortable.
No, obviously not. I can't remember whether I mentioned this yesterday. But Kate's mum said how well Smokey was looking.
More feathers and things.
More feathers, yeah. He's looks, you know, he's covered in sort of grey fluff and looks really well. Oh, Quakers are having a shout. Well, Cookie's been the noisiest at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
funny enough, yesterday it was Ree.
Does sound like a jungle or a pet shop round here.
It really does. It's really quite cool though, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I quite like it.
I like it. Because we were saying yesterday, weren't we, that it's all easier to have everyone out. It's not so much of a challenge.
Well, no, that's it. I mean, yesterday we had all the birds that needed to come out came out. And now there's no, you know, I'm not sort of thinking, oh, I'm going to have to go back to mine hen because of my birds, you know, I'm worried about the birds. It is much easier in a way with them all in one place.
Yeah. Because we can give them all time. Did you tell them about Smokles? Oh, you did. You told them about Smokles yesterday and how sweet he was, didn't you?
I can't remember. I think I did. He was on my shoulder for ages. So we are vaguely talking, guys, about keeping it like this for now.
Yeah.
With the birds at Kate's.
Yeah.
Because it does make life a hell of a lot easier. You know, like tomorrow, for instance, well, we would have had to have stayed at our respective houses tonight. And I suppose you could argue, well, that's okay. Why didn't you just do that? And yeah, we could have done. But actually, we really like all being together.
Yeah.
You know, us two and Kate, you know, the dog and the birds. It is really nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's really nice.
And you can help each other with the feeding and the, you know, this and that.
Well, that's it.
And we were also talking, didn't we, about getting Froakie?
Froakie?
Smokey and Frankie more confident.
Froakie and Smokey. Yeah, that as well.
More confident.
Yeah.
By both sort of working with them a bit more and sort of giving them.
That's it, giving them time and.
More interaction as opposed to them sitting on the stand.
I suppose, you know, parrots don't really like being left, and I suppose. There was always one set of our birds that was left.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were talking about it sort of last night, and we were like, do you know what? This actually is working really well. Look, Kendra down there. Nice cup of coffee too. Is it a cup of coffee and a slice of birthday cake?
Very nice it was.
It was indeed. Mm-hmm.
Very sticky, but very nice.
Oh, yeah. Really lovely chocolate cake with, like, chocolate fudge icing on top. And a bit in the middle as well.
Mm-hmm. There's two more bits.
Yeah.
For later on.
Bless Kate's mum. She said yesterday, would you like me to slice it all up so it's all salted? Oh, please. I can slice cake, but I never do it quite evenly.
No, I don't.
I always look like a bit of a mess when I do it. It's like pizza. Pizza's the same.
That one would have been really bad because it's so chocolatey.
I know, it's so sort of sticky.
Yeah,
gooey.
It would have been. Ugh, yeah.
We would have gotten a right tiz doing that. It's round things. I have trouble cutting into sort of segments. I can't do it very well.
Yeah, I agree about pizza as well.
If it was a square cake, it wouldn't be so bad, but. Even then, I might have said, oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, it does.
What, you think so as well, do you? Is it easier, is it? Yeah, the can thinks it's easier as well.
Mac the can.
Yeah, I haven't said this on my booth. We were thinking of a name for the canary the other day. And Kate said, what type is he again? Well, she actually said, what make is he? And she said, oh, God, what make? She said, you know what I mean.
What make? He's Walkers.
He's Walkers. And I said, he's a fife. As in fife in Scotland. And Kate said, you could give him a Scottish name. And I jokingly said, Mr. McCann. So she said, Kate said, oh, brilliant. She said, call him Mac for short. So I've got Mac the can.
Mac the can.
Mac the can. I was saying that if you say my can quickly, it's McCann.
McCann.
Don't feed McCann.
I like that.
Mr. McCann. Yay. And then we were being really silly and saying that if he was called I, he'd be I can. And I said that I can sounds like the latest Apple product. So we we were just being very, very silly. Hey, yes. The
latest Apple product. It's what I can. Nobody can live without one.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's Ree.
Yeah, there's Ree. Ree. Kiss.
Oh,
Kendra said kiss downstairs. Kiss. Ree. Kiss. Kiss. Kendra doing the phone. Kiss. I'm going to do it. Oh, she did a noise. Hello, Frankles.
Hello.
Hello. Kiss. Kiss.
Ree's gone quiet.
Ree, are you a good girl?
Come on then. Come on then. Hey, Smuggles.
Hello.
You don't usually say hello to an email, Frankie, but that was quite cool anyway.
Hello.
Where's your dog? Frankles, where's your dog? Whoa.
No.
Hello.
You gonna say anything, Smuggles? Hello, boar. Oh no, you're gonna have a poo instead. Nice, Smuggles. Oh well. Hello, boar. Smuggles? No, I'm more interested in food, he said. He's a right foodie, that one.
Yeah, he'd go anywhere if they have food.
Yeah, he would. Well, I'm sure he probably would, actually.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Cam. Hello. You're jumping back and forth. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a cat, it's a birdie, Frankie, not a dog.
Where's your dog, Frankles? Frankles? Sometimes she goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Where's your dog? You're really not going to perform, are you? No, that's a kiss, not a dog. That's a kiss, not a dog. That's it, good girl. Your dog. Oh, I don't know what Kendra just said then.
Hello, something.
Sound like hello, Frankles. Or hello, good girl. Hello.
Hello, good girl.
Hello, something.
Might have just been her first sentence.
Hello. Yeah. It might have been. You're going.
Depends where you're going, Frankles.
Yeah, quite. You're going. You're going. Smoky munching?
Oh, that was munch, was it?
I think so, yes. I couldn't hear him cracking seed, but it might have been a piece of dried fruit or something. Mm. Where's your dog, Frankles? Where's your dog? Hey.
Hey, where's your dog?
A bit delayed, but...
Hello.
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 We were saying, weren't we, Frankie really seems to love some certain people.
Yeah, especially older women.
Yeah, like your mum yesterday, she was regurgitating, doing all this... Which she never does to us. And then with the cleaner this morning, because Kate's just had her cleaner, and again she was, hello, hello, hello. being really animated.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh. What have they got that we haven't, Frankles? We feed you and you come in and spend time with you and let you out and stuff. And she seems to sort of tolerate us, doesn't she?
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be really bonding with us.
No, funny girl.
Either of us, really.
Well, I say girl, we really think it's a male.
Yes. Just can't get used to calling him him.
Yeah, him. Mm. I think Frankie and Smokey are male. I think Kendra's a girl.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. Mm. Right then, folks. Well, I know there wasn't a huge amount of bird chatter then, but that was quite a nice chilled out boo anyway, I think. So, I may do another one later on. I'm getting my hair cut later. And I'm gonna be daring and have it cut a bit shorter again, I think. So, if I can be sort of surreptitious, I might try and do a sneaky one in the hairdressers if I can.
Oh yeah, go on.
I'm sure I could do that if I tried. And I'm gonna try and find the hairdressers on my own. I'm sure I can probably
actually,
manage.
Actually, I think that should be your ABC.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I won't make this my ABC. Oh, you're right, hun.
Yeah.
What was that?
My phone.
Oh, no.
I got so excited about your ABC.
Oh, God.
Kicked my phone off the bed.
Whoops.
Fine,
then. I made a great noise.
Boof.
Oh, God.
See how that crying on the pavilion?
Oh, yes.
We've got to hear that in a minute.
Yeah, we will. Right then, folks. I'll just make this a general boo. It'll take me about an hour to title it because my title field is still playing up for me for some reason. I don't know why. But never mind. At least I've got my audio boo back. Oh, yeah, quite. Oh, what's happening? That was Frankie that did that.
Was it?
Yeah, that was Frankie.
Oh.
Okay then, folks. I will speak to you again later.